Today, the migration elephant in the room is MIA in yet another housing crisis report. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. In a recent one-to-one conversation, I was asked why I keep talking about the drivers of housing affordability when it seems those in charge simply default to that it's all about supply. My simple answer was, and is, because the real story needs to be told, especially now. Yet, we just got another report, this time from the Bank West Curtin Economics Centre, titled Housing Affordability in Western Australia 2025, A Long Way From Home. Now I note that the Bank West Curtin Economics Centre is an independent economic and social research organisation located within the Curtin Business School at Curtin University in WA. The centre was established in 2012 through the support of Bank West. That's a division of Commonwealth Bank, of course. The centre's core mission is to deliver high-quality, accessible research that enhances our understanding of key economic and social issues that contribute to the sustainability of Western Australia and the well-being of families, businesses and communities in the state and across Australia. Sounds quite laudable, really. In the foreword, Professor Alan Duncan writes that housing has emerged as one of the most urgent and complex challenges facing Western Australia. From surging rents to escalating house prices, the state's housing market is being stretched to its limits, placing acute pressures on households, communities and service providers alike. We can certainly agree on that, as I continue to track elevated levels of financial stress across the state in my rolling surveys. And by the way, next Tuesday, I'll be running a live show on just this, and we'll do some deep dive mapping. Their key findings cited in the report include that dwelling completions in WA broke through the 20,000 barrier in 2024 for the first time since 2017, mainly detached dwellings, but they still fell short of the national accord target of 24,000 dwellings. They showed that Western Australians' population rose by 4.2% since March 2023. That's some 119,000 more people, with Greater Perth absorbing 85% of the growth. They said that build times in WA have more than doubled to 15.6 months in 23-24, compared with 7 months in 2018-19. And they found that the multi-residential sector remains weak due to the continued imbalance between revenues and costs. Affordability for single-income essential workers has deteriorated, with most unable to buy in more than a handful of Perth suburbs. And within the report, they argue that Western Australia's housing system is facing, therefore, a profound and urgent challenge. Record population growth, constrained housing supply, and escalating rental costs have created a housing crisis that is testing the resilience of the state's market and exposing deep vulnerabilities for renters, low and even moderate income families. This report, they say, presents a clear case for immediate and coordinated policy action to restore balance and equity in the housing system. Demand is significantly outpacing supply. While WA delivered over 20,000 housing completions in 2024, that's the highest in 7 years, that remains 4,000 dwellings short of the implied housing accord target. And compounding the shortfall are acute capacity constraints in the construction sector, exacerbated by builder insolvencies, labour shortages, rising material costs, and delays between approvals and completions. Rental affordability has deteriorated markedly. Affordable rents, including rents below $350 a week, have collapsed, leaving financially vulnerable renters with few options. Although new rental options are emerging in outer suburban areas, those locations lack adequate transport links and essential services. And meanwhile, inner and middle ring suburbs have seen a net loss of rental stock, deepening the disconnection between allocated housing and job opportunities. Suburb level data on rent bond lodgements and housing activity reveals widening spatial inequalities. Lower income households are being priced out of well-located areas and pushed to the fringes of the metropolitan region. The risks of increased social and economic exclusion are growing, especially for single-parent families, older renters and key workers. And they go on to say, without a substantial and sustained uplift in housing supply, including a significant expansion of social and affordable housing, WA faces a future of worsening affordability, rising homelessness and further strains on support services. They say the WA government's ongoing commitment to increase the state's social housing stock is to be welcomed, but WA has a long way to travel to provide the scale of social and affordable housing to meet societal needs. Addressing this challenge will require not only increased investment in housing stock, but also more flexible tenure models, greater utilisation of underutilised land, and enhanced support services to maintain housing stability. So, they say, this report calls for urgent, integrated responses at three levels: immediate support to relieve pressure on vulnerable households and stabilise the rental market, medium-term reforms to ensure new housing aligns to demand by location, tenure and dwelling type, and longer-term structural measures to embed equality, sustainability and resilience in housing policy and delivery frameworks. Addressing the housing crisis is no longer optional. It's a shared responsibility. Without bold, collective action, the affordability crisis will continue to undermine social cohesion, public health and economic productivity. Actually, Alan Duncan also penned an opinion piece in WA Today, blaming a lack of supply for Australia's housing crisis. While interest rates, tax incentives and migration settings all play a role in the debate, the core issue is brutally simple: we're not building enough homes. The latest housing affordability report from the Curtin Economic Centre lays the facts bare and shows that across the country, housing demand is surging ahead of supply. That imbalance is pushing prices skyward, but it's the rental market where the supply shortfall bites the hardest. In many states, rental supply simply isn't keeping up with population growth. Years of underbuilding, worsened by building insolvency, workforce shortages and sluggish land releases have choked the housing pipeline. We're simply not building fast enough or in the right places. And in fact, in their introduction, the report says Australia's housing market has moved through a boom-bust-rebound cycle over the past 5 years, with WA featuring among the highest growth states for house prices over that period. Structural factors such as low housing supply, population growth and in-state migration have underpinned demand, even as monetary tightening created short-term headwinds. The result is a more complex and regionally diverse housing landscape than in previous decades. Actually, there were 9 mentions of migration over the 102 pages of the report. For example, much of the unit price growth is due to supply constraints and the failure of the Perth housing market to meet accelerating demand over a period of rapid population growth and migration to WA. And this is the point. They sort of throw in migration as an afterthought, listing it among one of many factors. But then, within the rather contrived 33 recommendations over 3 time horizons, the critical one relating to migration is missing in action. Although they mention population growth, the migration element is not explored at all. It's not seen as a factor to be thought about in the context of solving the problem. In fact, if you look at the data contained in the National Housing Supply and Affordability Council's latest projections, they estimate that Australia's housing construction will remain well below the Albanese government's annual construction target of 240,000 homes because population growth, read immigration, is forecast to remain historically high. Australia's housing shortage actually will worsen by 79,000 dwellings over the 5 years. But in fact, the NHSAC's sensitivity analysis shows that if Australia's population grew by 15% less than forecast over the next 5 years, then Australia's projected 79,000 shortage would turn into a, wait for it, 40,000 surplus. So the problem that I see is that the big Australia brigade, led by the banks and the universities, as well as the building and construction sector and the treasury, simply demand more migrants to stoke the current growth rates. Interestingly, there are 2 main routes, with many arriving in the eastern states and then choosing to move west to Greater Perth, as well as a large slice of students directly landing in the west, many of whom, of course, would land in Curtin University. The fact is, until the issues of migration are incorporated into the housing affordability discussion, we will continue to be deflected into the fact that it's, quote, a supply problem. The truth is, sure, supply is an issue, but demand comes from more people arriving in Australia and disproportionately heading west. And the extension of even more mortgage credit, by the way, is also stoking demand as well. Without a grown-up discussion of this elephant, the rest of the report is all but frankly wallpaper, as so many before have been. Let's be absolutely clear. The primary solution to Australia's housing crisis is to moderate demand by running a sensible, sustainable immigration program. If you crimp demand, you'll solve the housing crisis. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.